This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The museum curates the art. The film festival curates the movies. Why shouldn't the chef curate what's on your plate, whether you like it or not? The business of tasting menus, fixed price. One reason these are becoming more common in restaurants has to do with profits and branding. From one of this country's culinary capitals, Chicago, Nova Safo reports.
Spiaggia is Italian for beach. It's also the name of one of Chicago's big-time restaurants. And Joseph Flam is the chef in charge of the kitchen.
I'm in charge of the cuisine, running kind of the day-to-day operations.
Spiaggia, which has a prestigious Michelin star, recently joined a growing list of restaurants adopting tasting menus.
Before the switch, we had a much larger a la carte menu. You just had a lot more waste. It's like maybe we're going to sell, you know, 6 ribeyes this night, but 20 tomorrow.
With a tasting menu, Flam can better plan what to spend on ingredients. But Flam's boss says money isn't the top priority.
To me, we're guided by what the guest wants.
Tony Mantuano is part owner and top chef at Spiaggia. He says tasting menus help him refine unique dishes and make the dining experience more entertaining.
A lot of our guests, this is their event for the night. I mean, they want to post whatever they're dining so their friends can see where they are. I think it's become a real important part of people's entertainment schedules.
Tasting menus also elevate a chef's brand in an increasingly crowded marketplace.
With a tasting menu, you really get that expression of the chef.
That's Ryan McCaskey. He's the chef and owner of Acadia Restaurant, also in Chicago. And he's got not one, but two Michelin stars. McCaskey credits tasting menus for helping him get there.
People like Michelin, you know, they want to see that expression.
Now, McCaskey's getting offers from investors wanting to fully fund his next restaurant.
I mean, the first time someone said that to me, I said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. I don't have to give you a dollar. You're going to give me all of the money to build my next restaurant. And everyone says yes.
McCaskey's success is the stuff young chefs dream of. And many are jumping headfirst into tasting menus to try to achieve it.
I think the first tasting menu I saw was at a 3-star in Paris about 20 years ago.
Bruce Pauling is a food writer for Newsweek.
And I thought at that point it seemed rather novel. But now I think it's become the routine way of young chefs to show off their talent.
Pauling suspects the trend has hit its peak and diners are getting tired of long pre-programmed menus.
At some point in the next 2 or 3 years, it will come to an end. People will want to have proper courses.
He says established chefs will still have some tasting menus, though, for the financial incentives and accolades they can bring. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.